Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I ask that as we study, the doctrine of the church, that you will help us to understand how important that is.
当我们来学习关于教会的教义的时候，求你让我们意识到这个有多重要。
And that you will give us a deeper appreciation of your church.
让我们真的是对你所给我们的教会能够更存感激之情。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me start with a scripture that we read last week.
让我们以上个星期我们所读的那个经文开始。
We are continuing on our study of the line in the creed that says, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church.
上次使徒信经里面讲到我信神圣独一大公教会。
And I began last week by looking at how the Nicene Creed says this.
我们上个星期看到了就是那个尼西亚圣经信经是怎么说的。
I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
他说我信独一神圣大公使徒教会。
And that defines four characteristics of the church.
他就讲了四个有关教会的这个特征。
And so we started last week by looking at the fact that the church is one.
我们上个星期就看到了说教会是一体，是一。
And then we saw that the church is holy.
我们看到教会是神圣的。
And today we're going to look at the next two words in that creed.
然后下一今天我们来看关于这个信经后边两个词。
John chapter 17.
在约翰福音第十七章。
Jesus is praying.
耶稣在祷告。
And he prays verse 22, the glory that you have given me, I have given to them.
在第十七章里他说你所给我的荣耀我也赐给他们。
That they may be one, even as we are one.
就像我们合而为一使他们也合而为一。
Verse 23, I in them and you in me.
我在他们里边你在我里边。
That they may become perfectly one.
使他们完完全全的合而为一。
So that the world may know that you sent them and loved them even as you loved me.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Jesus says in this prayer that one way the world will know that Jesus is truly the one sent by the Father is through the unity of the church.
然后耶稣在这里讲到就是世人知道说他是父神所差来的那位，就是通过教会的合一。
He says, when people see the unity of the church, they will believe that God has sent Jesus to bring us the truth.
然后当世人看到这个教会的这个合一，这个团结，这个连结的时候，就知道耶稣是父神所差来那位带来真理的。
The unity of the church becomes a testimony to the truth of the gospel.
教会的合一就是对福音真理的一个见证。
Now I confess that when I read that, it concerns me.
当我读的时候呢，的确让我有一些担忧。
Because if the world is judging the truth of the gospel by the unity of the church, I am very worried what they see.
如果世界呢是看，因为就是来判断我们呢，是通过教会的合一来判断我们的话，那我真的是很忧虑他们所看到的。
Because very often the church has been divided.
因为在很多的时候，教会是分裂的。
Earlier this year, I was reading a history of the history of the church in the Middle Ages.
然后呢，这个月的刚开始呢，我在读关于教会的这个就是初期教会历史，在中世纪的时候教会的历史。
And in 1453, the Muslim army attacked the Christian city of Constantinople.
大概是在1453年，这个伊斯兰的这个军队呢，穆斯林呢，他们就攻击了君士坦丁堡。
The city had 7,000 soldiers.
那个城市呢，有7,000士兵。
And the Muslim army was almost 100,000.
但是呢，来攻击他们的这个穆斯林军队大概有100,000。
There was absolutely no hope for the city.
这个城市好像是没有什么指望，肯定是要被攻下的。
The day before the final attack.
在就是最后。他们就是这个穆斯林军队要进行最后的进攻的时候。
All the people of the city gathered in the cathedral to pray together.
然后呢，所有的这个居民呢，就聚集在这个城里边的大教堂一起祷告。
And here is what I want you to realize. It was the first time in 400 years that the Christians in that city had come to each other's church.
然后呢，这是400年以来第一次，这个教会的这些这个城市的基督徒呢，就到了彼此的教会。
400 years before, there had been a division between the leaders of the church.
400年之前呢，在这个教会里边呢，这个领袖呢，他们有个分裂，有个纷争。
And they both said, both groups said, we will never worship with the other group.
两方呢都说我们永远也不会跟另外一方一起敬拜。
And for 400 years, two churches in Constantinople and neither one would have anything to do with the other.
然后呢，在400年之久呢，这两组呢，这两群基督徒在这个康斯坦丁堡，就是这个城市，两方都互相不来往。
It took absolute disaster.To cause them to even pray together.
然后呢，真的是要面对这么大的一个灾难，他们才能够合在一起来祷告。
And sadly, that has often been the history of the church.
令人难过的是，这个教会的历史经常会出现看到这种情况。
Sometimes divided over big things.
有的时候他们分开呢，或者分歧是因为大事情有分裂。
Sometimes divided over small things.
有时候他们分开呢，分裂呢，是因为小的事情。
I wrote this lesson about the history from the Middle Ages a few weeks ago.
我大概是几个星期以前写到，就是在准备这个课的时候讲到这个中世纪的历史。
Last night, I went online to post a blog that I had been posting on Facebook.
然后昨天晚上呢，我就去我的脸书上，就是写了一段我的这个部落格。
And the very first thing that came up in my feed.
然后呢，一写完呢，第一个人的回应是什么呢？就是
is a well-known pastor.
就是我当时我写了很久以前写过一个部落格，在我这个现在的这个下边就是一个很出名的一个牧师
，attacking other Christians，
他在攻击别的基督徒
，not because of a difference about the gospel，
不是因为就是在对福音真理的这个不同
，not even a difference about doctrine。
也不是因为教义
，but a political difference，
而是一个政治上的不同。
And he is not willing to even worship with them if they disagree with him.
如果如果别人是跟他的这个观点不同的话，他甚至不愿意跟他们一起去敬拜神。
And I read that and I thought we are still in the Middle Ages.
然后我读的我就想，哎呀，我们还在这个中世纪啊。
That is not how Jesus planned for the church to be.
那个不是耶稣对教会的计划。Let me clarify one thing. So you see a feed on the Facebook, right? Not your own, someone write. Okay, 我曾经一点就是麦牧师本来想写一个部落格，但是呢，他上去打开脸书，就第一个跳出来的这个新闻或者什么，就是这样子一个。
So four marks of a true church.
所以呢，一个真正的教会的一个四个标志。
I said last time we are to be one. We are to be unified.
上一次我说到我们要合为一，我们要合一。
Paul says one body, one spirit.
保罗说一体。
One hope.
一信，一主一信，一喜一灵。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
就是一喜一信一主一灵。
We are one.
我们是一体的。
The second thing that the creed says is the church is holy.
第二个呢，这个使徒信经就告诉我们，教会是神圣的。
We are the called out people.
我们是被呼召出来的一群。
And I said that we are holy in Christ.
我们是在基督里是圣洁的。
We reflect.His holiness.
我们真的是反映他的圣洁，反射他的圣洁。
And I ended by saying to you that if the church is holy, we will never fit in comfortably to our world.
我上次讲到，如果教会是圣洁的，是神圣的，那永远也不会跟这个世界好像就是非常很舒服的，很安逸的就能够合在一起。
We are.Separated.
我们是分开了一群。
The third word in the creed, one holy Catholic church.
第三个词就是我们是独一神圣大公教会。
Now, I don't know how that translates, but Catholic has nothing to do with Roman Catholic.
这里边这个大公呢，跟那个罗马的天，它英文词是一样，但是跟罗马那个天主教是完全不同的。
Catholic means it is universal.
它这里这个大公表示就是普世性的、全体的。
It is everywhere.
就是普遍存在的。
Wherever the church goes, it is still part of one church.
不管教会就是传播到哪里去，就是圣经，不管在教会到哪里，它都是仍然是一个身体。
Let me explain it by looking at Rome at the time that Paul wrote about the church.
让我看给你讲，就是保罗写这封书信的时候，讲到罗马的情况。
Cities like Philippi and Corinth were called Roman colonies.
然后呢，像菲利比和这个哥林多城市呢，称为是罗马的殖民地。
A Roman colony was a city that the citizens were Roman.
它称为这个罗马的一个这个殖民地，就是说，在这个城市所住的居民呢，他们都是罗马的公民。
They wore the clothes that people in Rome wore.
他们穿戴的和罗马人城市的人所穿戴的是一样的。
They followed Roman law and Roman customs.
他们跟随罗马的法律跟罗马的风俗。
The colony was an extension of Rome.
所以他这个殖民地就相当于是罗马一个城市的延伸一样。
If you lived in Philippi, you might never go to Rome, but you had all the rights of a person who lived in Rome.
你住在菲利比的人呢，哪怕你从来没有去过罗马，你可能从永远也不会去罗马那个城市，但是你拥有罗马那个城市的公民的所有的一切的权利。
Paul says every Christian church is a colony of the universal Catholic church.
所以呢，保罗说就是每一个教会，基督的教会都好像就是这个大公教会的一个殖民地似的，就是个延伸。
I love churches that recite the Apostles' Creed.
我很喜欢，就是到教会里面看到他们就是在诵读使徒信经。
Because it reminds us we are part of churches around the world that share this creed.
就是他就向我们展示，整个我们每一个教会都是整个普世教会的一部分。
Paul's picture of the church was never that my little congregation, my church, is separated from everyone else.
保罗的意思永远不是说，就是我们我所在的教会，我们这个会众是跟这个普世教会是分开的。
That's one reason why, in the first centuries of the church, all of the churches shared the same creed.
所以这就是为什么在第一世纪的时候呢，所有的教会他们就是有同样的信经。
That's why in the church, early church, they developed a calendar of the year for the church.
所以呢，他们就是为什么他们有为了这个教会，他们有这样的日历。
So that yesterday's was Pentecost.
所以昨天呢，这个根据这个教会的日历，昨天就是就是五旬节。
Every Christian church in the fourth century on Pentecost.Read scriptures about the Holy Spirit, sang hymns about the Holy Spirit, preached about the Holy Spirit.
所以在那个世纪的那人呢，都读同样的经文，然后唱同样的赞美诗，也是传讲的信息，也都是关于这个圣灵的给他们的教导。
Because every church was part of the Catholic Universal Church.
因为每一个教会都是这个大公普世教会的一部分。
And so you did not just go off and do your own thing. You were part of the universal church.
所以你不是说就去做自己的事情，你是教会，普世教会的一部分。
To say the church is Catholic means it is part of a universal body.
所以呢，说教会是大公教会，就说明这个教会是一体，我们都是这个整个普世教会的一部分。
A second thing that it means is that the church is inclusive.
第二个所讲的就是教会是包含性的。
Now, I know that word has changed in what sometimes we think about, but let me explain.
可能大家因为这个词的意思可能会有一些改变，但我给你解释是什么意思， inclusive 这个词。
Galatians 3.
在 Galatian?
Galatians 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Paul describes the church, there is neither Jew nor Greek.
保罗说，不是说，就是不管是犹太人还是希腊人。
There is neither slave nor free.
不管是说是自由人还是奴隶。
There is no male and female.
不管是是男人还是女人。
You are all one in Christ Jesus.
我们在主耶稣里都是一体，都是一。
Obviously, Paul is not saying once you are part of the church, you are not male or female, slave or free.
所以保罗不是说你的意思，不是说你一旦成了基督徒，你就不管你是男是女，就是你不分这些了。
But he is saying those characteristics no longer are your primary identity.
他是刚才那个应该是哥罗西书第三章，他说的是说，这些东西不再是你主要的身份认证。
The church is bigger than any one special interest group.
所以呢，教会高于也胜过就是有特别的一他的一些特征或者他们的兴趣的人群。
We are united in Christ.
我们在基督里是合一的。
Now, let me move from the universal church to the local church.
现在让我从普世教会到我们地方教会。
Because I think,that sometimes we can understand and accept that, yes, the overall, the universal church is to be united.
有的时候我们了解也承认，就是说这个普世教会应该是合一的，应该是团结的，连结的。
It is to be inclusive of everyone.
应该是包含每一个人，每一个教会。地方教会。
But they say that doesn't really apply to the local church. That's the big church.
有人就说，哦，那只是对这个大的这个普世性的教会，并不是应适用于这个地方教会。
But when Paul writes, he is writing to local churches that are part of the big church.
但是当保罗写书信的时候呢，他的信是写给那些属于普世教会、大公教会的地方教会的。
The local church is to look like the big church.
这个地方教会应该就像这个普世教会。
You see, the church at Corinth, when Paul wrote to them, they would have said, oh yes, we're part of the universal church.
所以哥林多教会他们会说，哦，是的，我们是这个普世教会的一部分。
The universal church is united.
这个普世的教会是连结的，是合一的。
But our local church is not.
但是我们的地方教会不是。
Paul says no.
保罗说不是这样的。
The local church must look like the universal church.
你地方教会就应看起来应该就像这个普世教会。
The local church must be united.
这个地方教会必须是合一的。
The local church must love one another.
这个地方教会里边的大家的成员就是会众要彼此相爱。
And I'll tell you that I think that is probably more difficult than the universal church.
这可能比这个普世的教会要更难，要这样做到这些。
Because I don't see the universal church.
因为我不可能看不到这个普世教会。
It's easy for me to feel good about them.
所以呢，因为我也见不到这些人，所以对他们感觉良好也是很容易的。
I see the local church.
但是呢，地方教会却是我能看到的。
And that's hard.
那个就更困难。
I have a friend who moved to a new city.
我有一个朋友，他搬到另外一个城市，
And she and her husband have had a difficult time finding a church.
她跟她的先生呢，就是要找到一个新教会是好像挺艰难的。
Last week they emailed me, were very excited. They had found a church about 30 minutes from their home.
然后她上个星期给我发邮件说他们很高兴，他们找到了离家开车30分钟的一个教会。
So yesterday morning they went to this church for the first time. They were so excited.
然后呢，他们昨天就第一次去教会，他们就很兴奋。
This morning I got a text from them.
然后今天早上我接到他们的一个短信。
And they said it was very disappointing.
他说他们挺失望。
Some of the church members would not speak to other church members.
因为在这个教会里面，有的人不跟另外一些人讲话。
When the pastor began to preach,
然后当这个牧师开始讲道的时候,
he said some of the people put their head down and never looked up.
然后有的人就抱着那个手抱在胸前，低着头看都不看。
They refused to listen.
因为他们就拒绝听这个牧师讲道。
One person got up and went outside until the sermon was done and then came back.
然后有个人就出去，一直等到讲道讲完才进来。
The church is very divided.
所以这个教会好像看得出来挺分裂的。
That's not what Jesus intends for his body.
那个不是耶稣基督对他的身体教会的一个心意。
We are part of the Catholic Universal Church.
我们是这个普世教会的一部分。
And that includes the local church.
那个也包括地方教会。
And that's hard.
那个就更困难。
You see, we live in a Starbucks society.
因为我们现在的社会有点像星巴克这样的一个社会。
We go to Starbucks.
我们去这个星巴克。
I want this much sugar.
我要放这么多糖。
This much cream.
我放这么多的这个奶，这个咖啡伴侣。
I can choose almond milk or I can choose half and half.
我可以，我放了这个东西呢，可以是这个杏仁奶，或者是那个另外专门给咖啡用的那种奶。
I can have caramel, I can have hazelnut, I can have peppermint.
我或者是想要不同的口味也可以。
I can have it exactly the way I want it.
我可以就是这咖啡就可，我想怎么要就，他就给我做出来的咖啡就是我所要的那种。
And we go to church.
但是我们到了教会。
I want the sermon to be the way I like a sermon to be.
我希望这个讲道呢，就是我所喜欢的那种风格的讲道，
Not too long, not too short.
不是太长，也不是太短，
The style I like to listen to.
是我所喜欢的这种风格。
I want music that fits my taste.
我也希望这个音乐是我喜欢的那种。
I want small groups that fit my interest.
我也希望这个小组呢是跟我的兴趣、跟我所需要的相配。
And if I don't get that, I just go shopping to a new Starbucks.
如果我要是没有得到我想要的，那我就换一家。
Paul says, we are a body.
保罗说：“我们是一个身体。
And the local church
”这个地方教会。
must look like the universal church.
地方教会必须要看起来像这个普世教会，
That means not everything will suit me.
那就意味着说，不是每样事情都会合我的意。
Some things will be different than I like.
有些东西跟我所喜欢的可能不一样，
But it's okay.
但是没关系。
We are part of the Catholic Universal Church.
我们是这个大公教会的一部分。
The last term.
最后一个词语就是，
The church is apostolic.
这个教会是使徒的教，大公使徒的教会。
And I think I put the wrong word on the PowerPoint. I apologize.
No problem. I have
Oh,
this.
universal. I don't know what it says.
I think like next one. I think this is universal.
Yes, okay. This is the scripture that goes with apostolic church. My mistake.
这个是去这个叫使徒教会的这个经文。
There is a danger when we talk about the unity of the church.
当我们谈论教会的合一的时候，也有一个危险。
And this is a great danger right now.
这也是现在所面临的一个很大的危险。
Because some people will say this.
因为有些人会这么讲。
We must be united.
我们要合一，
We must be one.
我们必须要是一体的。
And so some Christians believe that gay marriage is wrong and some believe it is right.
那有些基督徒认为这个同性恋的婚姻是错的，有些人觉得是对的，是，
Let's be one.
我们必须是合一。
Some people believe Jesus rose from the dead and some believe it is just a religious story.
有的人相信耶稣从死里复活，有些人觉得这不过是一个传说、神故事而已。
We must be one.
我们还是要合一。
Some people believe the Bible is the word of God and some believe it's not. We must be one.
有些人觉得圣经是神的话，有些人觉得不是，我们还是要合一。
Even in the second century,
即使在第二世纪，
there were heretics who taught doctrine that was contrary to scripture.
有那个异端，他所教导的就是跟圣经相违背。
And they said, you can't expel us.
然后这些异端就说：“你不能把我们赶出去。
Jesus said the church must be one.
”耶稣说：“教会必须是合一的，
So you must accept us.
所以你们还是得接纳我们。
So the creed
”
says,
所以呢，这个信经就说了
one,
：“一是一体。”
holy,
是独一神圣，
Catholic,
大公，
Apostolic Church.
使徒的教会。
Apostolic means the church teaches the doctrine that the apostles taught.
这就意味着教会所教导的是使徒所教导的教训。
Paul wrote to Timothy.
保罗写信给提摩太说。
There were people in Ephesus who were teaching false doctrine.
在以弗所教会就教导这个错误的虚假的教训。
And Paul writes to Timothy, who is their pastor.
保罗就写信给提摩太，是提摩太那时候是以弗所教会的牧师。
And I really made a bunch of mistakes on this PowerPoint. It's 1 Timothy 3:15.
Yeah, I did correct them. 提摩太前书三章十五节。
The Church of the Living God is a pillar, the foundation of the truth.
就是。活神独一神的教会永生神的教会是真理的柱石和根基。
We saw before that Jude wrote about the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
犹大书里边讲到就是从前交付我们一次交付圣徒的真道。
Jude says this is not open to discussion.
然后犹大说这个不是可以讨论的问题。
This is the truth that was delivered once to the
apostles. 这就是一次交付给使徒的真道。
And it must not change.
不能改变。
To be apostolic means that wherever the church is, it is still founded on this teaching.
然后这个使徒的教会就意味着不管教会在任何地方的教会它的根基就是这本圣经。
In the second century, there was a bishop in Lyon, France.
然后呢第二世纪呢有一个主教或者教父。
And there were heretics who said, look, we're a long ways from Jerusalem and our teaching will be different.
然后有这个异端就说你看我们这个地方离那个耶路撒冷这么远所以我们的教导跟他们不也是不同的有些不同。
I love what Irenaeus said.
我就很喜欢就是这个这个教父叫 I forget his name. I know it's on my mind. Yeah.
He says, it doesn't matter if the church goes all the way around the world.
他说就是亚他拿修他说不管这个教会传到世界的任何地方
Its teaching will be the same as if it were all in one house
所有的这些教导都跟就算教会都在一个房间里边的教导是一样的
Wherever the church goes
不管教会就是建立在什么地方就传到什么
Still one teaching
仍然是一个教训一个教导
Now, sometime I hope to spend some time in a Sunday school class about the unity of the church.
我希望有的时候我们能够在教会的这个如果组织学开的话我们讲到教会的合一。
Because we must make sure, as I said last time, that we don't divide over things that are not foundational to the gospel.
因为就像我上次所讲的我们不应该在那个不是根基性的就是最基要性的东西上分裂。
It sounds very easy to say, just teach this.
你说好像只教导圣经这个好听起来很容易。
But we will disagree about how to interpret this.
但是如何来解释这个圣经我们的想法也是不同的。
This book is without mistake.
这本圣经是没有任何错误的。
But my interpretation may have mistakes.
但是我的解释有可能会有错误，可能会错。
And so we must make sure that if we divide, it is not over issues that are not foundation to the gospel.
所以呢，如果我们真的要分开的话，我们要确定我们所分开的这个就是这个引起来分开的分裂的这个问题呢不是基要性的真理。
But when it comes to the gospel,
但是一旦到了福音
we must be apostolic.
我们必须是使徒。 就是遵照使徒的教训。
That means we don't care how much society changes, we will hold to scripture.
我们那就意味着不管社会怎么改变，我们必须要坚守这个圣经的真理。
We don't try to match the latest fads.
我们不是要跟随最新的潮流。
We don't try to be popular with the newest ideas.
我们不是要就是好像要让这个最新的这些想法来接受我们。
In the eyes of the world, we are very, very stubborn.
在这个世界的世人的眼中，世界的眼中，我们是很固执的。
Because we refuse to change our gospel.
因为我们拒绝改变我们的福音。
That's what it means to be apostolic.
那就是成为使徒的教会的这个意义。
That we will not compromise those biblical truths.
我们不能在这个圣经的这个真理上边妥协。
I believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church.
我信独一神圣大公使徒的教会。
And then the creed ends that phrase section with another phrase, and the communion of saints.
我信圣徒相通。
And that simply means we are part of a fellowship of other believers.
这就意味着我们是与其他信徒相交的群体中的一部分。
It is not me and Jesus.
不是说就是只有我跟耶稣基督。
I am part of a fellowship, a body.
我是这个一个身体中的一部分。
And so that means we care for one another.
那就意味着我们就是彼此相爱，彼此照顾。
When someone in our congregation is hurting, we serve them.
当有些人受伤害或者是有需要的时候，我们去服侍他们。
We are quick to share with one another.
我们就是彼此有需要的时候很快的分享。
Instead of looking out for ourselves, we look out for our brothers and sisters.
不是只照顾我们自己的需要，我们也去关心弟兄姐妹的需要。
We are part of the communion of saints.
我们是圣徒的一部分，圣徒群体中的一部分。
Ephesians 6, I've told you, is the great letter about the doctrine of the church.
我讲过，就是以弗所书的以弗所书是关于教会的这个教义的一个很伟大的书信。
And at the end of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is talking about spiritual warfare.
在以弗所的第六章就是结束的时候，保罗讲到属灵的征战。
Now remember I told you last week that the church in Ephesus was the home of the temple to Diana.
上个星期我们讲到这个以弗所是那个罗马人所崇拜的那个戴安娜女神的这个敬拜中心。
When Christians in Ephesus came out of their church on Sunday morning, out of the house where they met, they could look down the street and see the temple.
然后当基督徒他们星期天在家里边，他们那时候都是家庭教会，出来以后，他们就可以看到那个戴安娜神庙。
So they knew very well what it means to have spiritual warfare.
所以他们很了解，也很明白这个属灵的征战是什么意思。
And so Paul ends this letter by talking about putting on the whole armor of God.
所以最后保罗就讲到结束的这封书信，讲到这个穿上神所赐的全副军装。
He's helping them to understand how to fight spiritual battles.
他就帮助他们了解如何来进行属灵的征战。
And part of that is the whole message of the unity of the church early in that letter.
这之所以是这样，就是因为他整个的保罗的信息是在强调教会的合一。
You see, when soldiers go into battle,
当士兵就是去战场的时候，
they march shoulder to shoulder.
他们就是通常他们就是肩并肩的向前进。
Each soldier is caring for the soldier next to him.
然后呢，每一个士兵都在，就是他也帮扶他旁边的人。
Paul knew that a soldier fights best when he is part of a whole group.
所以一个士兵他的战斗力最强就是他是一群人去作战。
And Christians fight spiritual battles best when we're part of a fellowship of believers.
所以基督徒他的就是打这个属灵的征战最有战斗力最强的就是成为这个群体的一部分。
That's part of what it means, the communion of saints.
那就是圣徒相通的一意义。
Right now is an uncomfortable time to say this because of COVID.
现在这样讲呢是挺其实挺不容易的，因为也好像也不太合适，因为这个新冠病毒。
But I think I need to say it anyway.
但是不管怎么样，我还是要讲。
We need to be part of a body.
我们都需要成为身体的一部分。
And I understand firsthand the fear and the danger of infection.
我真的是亲身有第一手的资料了解这个被传染的这种危险和这种恐惧。
So if you are unable to worship in a congregation, I am not condemning you.
所以呢，如果你没有不能和就是大家一起来敬拜，我不是说在好像在谴责你或者责怪你。
I understand from my wife's situation how difficult that is.
我从我太太的情况，我非常的了解这个多困难。
But let me carefully say.
但是让我就是非常小心的谨慎的来讲。
Sometimes.
有些时候。
It is not the danger of infection that is keeping us apart, but it is the convenience of, I like to go to church in my pajamas.
有的时候呢，不是因为这个害怕或者恐惧让我们不能去教会敬拜，而是因为我很想这样很方便嘛，我喜欢就穿着这个睡衣就去教会。
And at the end of class, Sister Lay will give you Pastor Joe's email. You can email him your complaints about my lesson today.
完了之后，如果你们对我有意见，可以给那个泽牧师发邮件。
I think he would agree with me, though.
我想，但是我想他同意我的说法。
We need each other.
我们需要彼此。
We need to pray together.
我们需要一起祷告。
We need to sing together.
我们也需要一起来唱诗赞美神。
Worship is more than a college lecture.
去敬拜神不是就是去听讲课。
College lecture, you can watch a recording and it's the same.
然后呢，你如果在大学里面上课，听讲课，你看录像跟在场是一样的。
Worship is being part of the fellowship of believers.
但是呢，敬拜是成为这个就是信徒这个团契这个相交中的一部分。
And again, I know each of us have individual circumstances, so I am not judging anyone.
我知道每个人呢都有自己的个人的境况处境，那我不是说在好像在论断谁，或者说是在审判说谁。
And I don't look, I don't go to church and check who is there.
我不会说去教会里看看都是谁在那儿。
And if I did, it wouldn't matter because everyone has a mask, so I don't know who you are.
就算我这样的也不重要，因为大家都戴着那个口罩。
But let me encourage you that as soon as it is possible, be part of the body.
然后呢，我就是要鼓励， 只要说是可能的话，就是敬，只要是可能，就是成为教会的这个身体的一部分，一起敬拜的一部分。
Because we need each other.
因为我们真的是需要彼此。
Now, there's one more thing I want to say about this communion of saints.
还有一个就是圣徒相通的，我想讲的一点就是。
The communion of saints means we are part of the communion of fellow believers.
然后就是我们是其他信徒相交的群体中的一部分。
But secondly, it means we are part of the communion of saints from all generations.
然后另外第二点就是我们是历代历世历代信徒相交的相通的群体中的一部分。
Now, because we are afraid of the Roman Catholic idea of saints, some people are afraid of this phrase.
因为我们有点比较谨慎，这个罗马天主教他们有很多丰盛嘛，就是圣徒，所以我们对圣徒这个词好像有点犹豫，有很谨慎。
But it is a biblical idea.
但是这个圣徒这个词却是符合圣经的一个观念。
Hebrews 11。
在希伯来书第十一章
gives a long list of heroes of the faith.
就是真的是给信心的这些英雄中间给了他们的一个好像是个名人堂似的。
Abel, Enoch, Noah.
亚伯、以诺、挪亚。
Abraham, Moses.
亚伯拉罕、摩西。
All of these great saints,
这些好像是这些伟大的这个圣徒。
And then chapter 12 begins.
但是第十二章开始时候是讲。
And it's unfortunate that it's divided into a new chapter because it's part of the same paragraph. Same.
实际上，可惜的是，他又把它分成两段，它实际上是一整段。
Therefore,
他说，所以。
Since we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses,
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Who are the witnesses?
那谁是这些见证人呢？
Abel, Enoch, Noah.
亚伯、以诺、挪亚。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
亚伯拉罕，就是以撒，还有雅各。
Moses, Rahab, David, Samuel.
然后就是摩西，萨拉，还有萨摩尔。
He says, all of those witnesses are cheering for us.
这些所有的这见证人都在给我们加油。
Let us lay aside the weight.
就当我们呢，就应该放下各样的重担。
Lay aside the sin that clings closely to us,
脱去容易缠累我们的罪,
and run with endurance the race that is set before us.
存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The writer of Hebrews says this.
希伯来书的作者说道,
All of the saints that have gone before you,
就是在我们之前的这些圣徒,
All of the martyrs from history,
就是历世历代以来的这些殉道者
are like a crowd of witnesses.
就像云彩般的见证人。
They are in the stands cheering for you.
他们就在观众席上为我们加油。
We made it and you can make it.
他们说我们已经成功了，你们肯定也可以的。
You are part of them.
你是他们其中的一部分。
I know nothing about sports.
我对体育一点都不了解。
I know that basketballs are round.
我知道篮球是圆的。
And they go in a net.
然后呢，可以投到那个篮中。
But I have no ability to get it in the net.
但是我没办法把它投到那个篮中。
So I don't play sports.
所以我从来没有任何的体育运动。
But my son-in-law loves to watch NBA basketball.
但是我的那个女婿呢，她很喜欢看这个篮球比赛 NBA.
And he told me.
然后他就告诉我
that during COVID, the teams really, really struggled.
在这个 这个疫情的时候呢，那这些篮球队呢，真的是很，他们就也挺艰难的。
Because when they're playing,
因为当他们比赛的时候，
part of what gives the energy to compete is the cheering of the crowds.
他们之所以能够就是进入这个状态啊，就是打得很激烈呢，就是因为这个观众的这个鼓掌啊，这个加油。
And all of a sudden, these players are in an empty stadium.
忽然之间呢，这些球员呢，就要在一个空荡荡的这个体育馆里打球。
And he said it was hard for them.
对这些球员来讲挺不容易的。
Now, to me, I thought, wait a minute.
对我来讲，我说等一下。
They're paid millions of dollars.
他们的工资都是几百万美金。
Millions of dollars to put this ball in that net.
然后得给他们几百万，就是让他们把那个球给投到那个篮子里。
I think $5 million is a motivation enough.
我觉得你能挣500万已经是一个很大的一个刺激了，
But it's not.
但是不是？
They need the crowd of witnesses.
他们需要这个观众，需要这个见证人。
I heard that and I thought about Hebrews 12.
然后我听到这个，我就想起来希伯来书第12章。
The promise of heaven ought to be motivation enough.
就是说，这个天堂的这个应许，应该就是我们的一个，好像可以鼓励我们。
But the writer of Hebrews knows.
但是希伯来书的作者知道，
We need the crowd.
我们真的是需要这个观众。
We need the encouragement of someone saying, I did it and you can do it.
我们真的是需要这个一些人来鼓励我们，说我这样子我真的成功了，你也可以。
And so I want to say to you this morning,
所以我今天早上想要告诉你们，
the communion of saints means you are part of a fellowship that goes all the way back to the first century.
圣徒相通就意味着我们这样的一个相通呢，是历史历代的圣徒一直真的是追溯到第一世纪，就是教会的初期。
Early this morning, I read from the diary of one of the first missionaries to Mongolia.
然后呢，我今天早晨在读一个第一个进到那个蒙古去宣教的一个宣教士的他的日记。
He goes to Mongolia and he's excited to take the gospel.
然后他要去蒙古宣教，他很兴奋。
21 years.
21年之久。
His wife dies there.
他的妻子在那里死了。
He lives sacrificially.
他真的过一个，就是真的是一个牺牲的生活。
And as far as he knows, after 21 years,
他知道有二，就他记得21年。
He has had one or possibly two converts.
他大概只有一个或者是两个人信主了。
And I thought, what kept him going?
然后我就想说，那到底是什么力量让他能够继续坚持下去呢？
What a hopeless feeling.
那觉得多没有盼望啊，多无望的感觉呀。
But he was part of the communion of saints.
但是他却是这个圣徒的团契，相通的团契中的一部分。
He drew strength from the fact that other people had been faithful before him.
他之所以，他就是从那个，他从那些在他之前的人很忠心的服侍神的这些见证身上，这些人身上得到汲取力量。
And we draw strength from those other believers.
我们也从那些别的圣徒身上，就是那些相信的信主的人身上汲取力量。
I read his diary.
然后我就读他的这个日记。
And I thought, you know, sometimes I teach or preach and come home and think that was a waste of energy.
然后你知道，有的时候我不管是讲道还是教课，回到家我就觉得好像这一切都是浪费似的，
It did no good.
好像没有什么，看到没有什么好处，没有什么益处。
It's okay.
然后我就告诉自己说没关系。
When we feel that, when I feel that,
当我有这种感觉的时候，
there's a missionary in the stand.
然后呢，在什么地方有一位宣教士，
Who
在这个
says,
观众席上有一位宣教
I've
士，
been for 21 years.
他说我在那里宣教21年，
And no one listened.
但是没有一个人听。
Be faithful.
但是要忠心，
And so I want to say to you,
所以我想告诉大家，
here's what the Apostles' Creed says to us today.
使徒信经今天告诉我们的是，
Whatever your situation in life,
不管你生活的境况是怎么样的，
whatever battles you face,
不管你面对怎么样的征战。
2,000 years of the church,
这个教会有2000年了，
there is someone who has faced your battle.
肯定有一个什么人，他跟你面对的这种征战是一样的。
They are in the stands,
他们就站在那个观众席，
and they see you.
他们也看到了你，
And they say, you can make it.
他们就说你可以的。
You have a difficult marriage.
你可能是有一个艰难的婚姻。
Augustine's mother, Monica, is in the stands and saying, I made it, you can make it.
然后奥古斯丁的妈妈莫妮卡就说：“你可以的，我坚守下来了，你也可以。
You have terrible health.
你的身体很健康，很不好。
Annie Johnson Flint is in the stands.
然后有一个那个安妮·江森，她也。”在那观众席上，
And she says, I spent my whole life bedfast.
他说：“我整个一生都卧病在床。
But I wrote the song, He giveth more grace.
”然后，但是我写下了一个诗，他赐更多的恩典。
I am cheering you to say, you can make it.
然后，我也给你加油，说你可以的。
Whatever you face, you are part of the communion of believers.
不管你面对的是什么，你是这个大的这个团体中的一部分。
They are cheering for you.
他们在为你加油。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the church.
亲爱的主，我们为了教会来感谢你。
It's not perfect.
它不是完美的。
But it is the body that you have put us as a part of.
但是，却是你让我们成为其中一部分的身体。
I thank you for that.
我们真是为此感谢。
Help us to encourage one another.
求你帮助我们彼此鼓励。
Help us to be united.
帮助我们合一。
Help us to remain faithful to apostolic truth.
帮助我们真的是对使徒所教导的这个真理忠心。
And to finish the race.
让我们真的是完成这个我们人生当跑的路程。
That you have given us to run.
你真的是你给我们的这个人生，让我们能够跑完。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.